The next patient is Richard Danso. The last name is Delta Alpha November Sierra Oscar Hotel Danso. Richard. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old Jamaican male that we follow in the practice because of CKD stage 4. Period. I had to point out that in November of the year 2023, the patient developed left hemiplegia, couldn't stand up by himself, had some difficulty in the expression, and for that reason was taken to a hospital. In the hospital, the patient, they decided to transfer him to Tampa General Hospital, and 12 hours after that, the patient recovered the function of the left side of the body. I was able to speak. They didn't have alteration in the memory and recovered completely. After the hospitalization, the kidney function had deteriorated. The serum creatinine went up to 4.5 from 3.7. And today he comes with a creatinine of 4.1. He has recovered some. The BUN is 74, and the estimated EFR is 15.4 mL per minute. Period. The patient doesn't have any neurological deficit. But according to the CT scan, there was definitely an acute event in the brain. Following number, the patient has anemia that is related to a CKD. The iron saturation is 18%. The serum iron is with normal limits. The hemoglobin is 11.3. He used to be 14.3. We are going to continue replacing the iron. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, the patient has been taking a Eliquis and a aspirin, 81 milligrams enteric coated. Following number BPH that is evaluated by the urologist, the patient has an appointment coming the next week. This is a patient that has a proteinuria that is the proteinuria is 600 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I have to point out that this patient used to have a hypertension borderline, and now his blood pressure is excellent control, 107/66. He was always with the diastolic that was 98, 90, 88, and right now the blood pressure is under control. Period paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the hospitalization in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.